The Holy Gospel for today is taken from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of John. Jesus said to the disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. And those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them." This is the gospel of the Lord. So I have a question for you. What does the Holy Spirit look like? You know, some of the descriptions that we get in the Bible are flames or tongues of fire that are resting upon the disciples' head at Pentecost, or a free-flowing breeze or a wind sweeping over the waters of creation, or a dove descending from heaven and alighting upon Jesus at his baptism. But we don't really know exactly what the Spirit looks like. This week's readings give us two good clues that, put together, offer a pretty good picture of what the Holy Spirit looks like. Clue number one is that the Holy Spirit is an advocate. An advocate, the one who stands up for you when you need it. One who speaks up and speaks out on your behalf. The one who lends you a helping hand. The one who takes your side and walks alongside you. The one who won't leave you when you're feeling discouraged or down. The one who treats you fully like a loved child of God, even when you question that. Clue number two is that the Holy Spirit looks a lot like Jesus. Jesus says to his disciples, the Spirit is another advocate because he is the first advocate. Jesus proclaims that the Spirit will abide with us, that the Spirit will live among us just as Jesus did. Because that Spirit is the ever constant, ongoing presence of God. The one who keeps Jesus' promise that he will not leave us abandoned or orphaned. And he will come to us. The Holy Spirit is an advocate who looks a lot like Jesus. So we probably have seen the Holy Spirit many times, because each time someone stands up for another person, we have seen the Holy Spirit. Each time someone feeds the hungry, we have seen the Holy Spirit. Each time someone gives water to one who is thirsty, we have seen the Holy Spirit. Each time we visit someone who is sick or imprisoned, we have seen the Holy Spirit. Each time someone clothes someone who needs clothing, we have seen the Holy Spirit. Each time someone welcomes the stranger, we have seen the Holy Spirit. Each time someone blesses a child, we have seen the Holy Spirit. Because each time someone lives out this love of Christ in their lives, we see the Holy Spirit. Jesus says, "You know the Spirit, Because it turns out that the Holy Spirit, at one time or another, looks exactly like you. Exactly like each one of us. As we reach out and live out that love of Christ in our lives. When we stand up for others, when we comfort those who are hurting, when we guide those who are feeling lost, when we encourage those who are feeling discouraged. So my question for you this morning is, how have you seen the Holy Spirit this week? And I'm going to give you a chance to share that, but before you share that, I want to share how I saw the Holy Spirit this week. I actually saw the Holy Spirit in this Eddie Bauer shopping bag. You might not believe me, but I did, and I'll share how. I was away for a couple of days, and when I came back, this bag was sitting in my office, and I thought that it was a prayer shawl one of our praying hand ministers had made, because they'll often make them and then leave them in my office so that we have them to give to people who need them. So I went to pick it up and move it to where I store the prayer shawls, and I happened to notice an envelope with my name on it. So I opened it up, and it read, "I know this has not been the best year of your life. You have faced many trials. Hopefully, these little ladybugs will make you smile." Intrigued and very curious, I opened it up, and look what I found. Isn't that lovely? How can you not feel encouraged wrapped in this? So it turns out that the Holy Spirit looks a lot like Jerry Cooley, who made this for me. Wonderful. So how have you seen the Holy Spirit this week? And I'm going to grab a microphone and encourage you to share it so that everybody can hear. And if you hold it really close to your mouth, you can hear. How have you seen the Holy Spirit this week? Jan, we'll start with you. Thank you.
I've seen the Holy Spirit every day that I have gone in to the Lacey Senior Center and worked with the members there. Every one of them comes in with a different challenge or trial, but there's so much love and caring and camaraderie there that I see the Holy Spirit working there every single day.
Awesome, wonderful. And my guess is that people experience that Holy Spirit a lot through you, too.
I hope so.
Yes. And that's true. Very
yes.
True. I am totally blessed. I have the Holy Spirit has touched me with such a calm. A total calm in my life. And I go to the senior, I'm a fixture at the senior center. And I love everyone there. I've told them there that God has kept me alive this long, because I'm not supposed to be here, to keep all of them in line. And that's fun. I've had more fun now in my age now than I have my whole entire life, and I thank the Lord for that.
Thank you. Anyone else want to share how you have seen the Holy Spirit this week?
As many of you know, we have a craft circle here at the church that does the prayer shawls, but we also make hats for homeless children. So for me, it's not so much seeing, it's feeling the Holy Spirit at work through my hands to create these hats for the Head Start children.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you for that gift. Terry. Thank you.
As some of you know, I write music, and it's just something I really enjoy doing, and And I oftentimes feel when there have been several people here at the church who have given me lyrics or a poem that they've written, and I've made into a song or a benediction for the choir or something. In fact, Beth gave me some a few weeks ago and made a song out of it, and we'll hear it this summer sometime once I get it onto paper. And this last Wednesday, Frank Kinkella gave me just a real simple couple of words, couple sentences, and I sat down on Wednesday before choir, and there was the, you know, the 30-second song that just came out. And I'm not saying that I have a channel to God or anything like that, but I know that sometimes I'm just, you know, I'm just the instrument, you know, at work, and sometimes those things just sort of come through, and that's my way of you know, being a part of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you. And thank you for being open to the way the Spirit works through you, because that works through us too. And I think Terry hit it right on the head, is that we are instruments for the Holy Spirit. Not only do we receive that gift, but we also have the ability to offer that gift of the Spirit to others. You know, Jesus sends this Holy Spirit to us, this advocate, because he didn't want that intimate and very intentional community of faith and love to stop once he left this earth. By sending the Spirit, he ensured that the love of Christ will go on forever, that inspiration will continue through us and sometimes even because of us. Jesus sends the Spirit, the advocate, because he knows that life is not always easy. He knows that loving one another is not always easy. You know, it's hard enough to love those that we like, yet, you know, Christ calls us to love those that we don't like. He knows that we will at times grow discouraged. He knows that we will experience difficulties and trials and temptations. So Jesus sends us the Spirit, that advocate, to inspire us, to empower us, to encourage us and equip us to live our lives as God's loving and holy people. Because we are that ongoing presence of Christ on this earth. We are that intentional community of faith who is marked by love. So today, when we leave this church, the Holy Spirit once again is poured out into the world. And that Spirit looks exactly like you. So my prayer for you this week is to ask yourself that question: how do I see the Holy Spirit at work in life, in my life and in life? And I pray that you would be open to seeing this Spirit in the world, that you would open your hearts so that you could be this Spirit in the world, also inspiring and encouraging and empowering and equipping God's people to live lives of great love. Amen.